Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy, and Brennan finally got to watch an entire NFL game during a weekday. Summers from Houston NBC on this morning.
Yeah!
You know, that's great, but we wasted it. We wasted it like on a pillow fight.
Yeah.
It wasn't great, but I mean, it was on, and it was nice to see the whole thing. And I was, like, fourth quarter, I was in bed watching it upstairs, ready to turn it off and go sleep. So it was like 6:45.
I was going
to
say, yeah. It was like, what, 7? It was a bit of a rock fight, but, you know, what can you do, I suppose? We should just be cherishing every game we have, because who knows how long this is going to last, to be quite honest with you.
It was true.
I know, it was weird. It reminded me of, like, you know, when the Olympics come around and there's always, like, curling or something on, like, at a random hour, or it's, I mean, they save the ice skating and gymnastics for prime time. That's what everyone wants. But it was nice to have. It was something going on. I was like, okay, well, midweek, this is easy hump day to move on. Now,
different, yeah.
That's enough about me. I know that I've started out some of our briefing saying, Breezy, how are you? I legitimately want to know, how are you feeling today?
I'm good-ish. I'm fine. Here's the thing that happened last night that I was talking about a little earlier on the show. I woke up, the dogs were in the bed, you know, not a great sign, but whatever. And Rach was on the couch. Rach is starting to feel symptoms too, so that's not great. And the dogs were sprawling, so I was like, okay, if I'm the only one in the bed, I'm going to put him away and whatever. I like physically picked one up because it was like 2 a.m. I didn't want to finagle them around and chase them around. And by the time I was done with that like 3-minute ordeal, I was like, very, very short of breath.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, it felt like I had just run like a mile. And
wow.
I was like, is this the shortness of breath that, you know, they keep talking about? But it's true. Like, you walk from the bedroom to the kitchen and it feels like you've just climbed 15 flights of stairs. Like, it's intense. It's very intense. A quick update on, this is like the biggest news that's happened to me in weeks. We talked about it yesterday, how I got tested at MCC the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. So it's been a week and 2 days. I just got those results back and I was nervous that it was going to be negative because I got tested when I did not have symptoms. It did come back this morning as a positive test. So I mean, that's good, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's confirmation, I suppose.
Yeah, I think in terms of now you're like, okay, who was I around then? And you can at least build a little bit of a time frame.
Right.
And it's so tough. I know there's been this crush to get tests, but it's like, you know, I went and got one yesterday. And that's,
okay,
it's only good for like that snapshot in time. If I happen to run into somebody, you know, yesterday morning or even Monday, it wouldn't show up till end of this week or this weekend. So that's why it's, I mean, if you can, you know, every once in a while, go. And that's why they're setting up the asymptomatic testing rapid sites everywhere, is trying to find that. But it's, at least you got some answers. And I know it took a long turnaround and you had to drive 2 hours to Last Guy to get it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, sorry about your breathing. But that's kind of one of the things people have said, and I haven't gone through it to know, but so many have, of like feeling like a cinder block on your chest. That's just like pressure and you're just, like you got severe asthma and it's just hard to breathe.
It is. It definitely is. But on the up and up, and then we talked about it this morning in the feed, and I'm sure you have more information of how the CDC has actually been cutting down on the quarantine time of what's expected if you have COVID or were exposed to COVID.
Yeah, and it's interesting because everything had been the 2 weeks. And so now the CDC's saying, you know, maybe not that long if you can get multiple tests and have them negative. And so that's some of the guidelines and recommendations from Atlanta, which is where the CDC is based. But we always have to compare, okay, that's what we're getting from a federal group. What do the New York rules say? And it's different. And the CDC also said, people, we know that you're going to travel, even though they're strongly recommending against it for Christmas and New Year's, getting toward the end of the year. They've said, take a test before you go, take one before you get back. And again, that's something you got to compare with our New York rules, which you can either do the 2 weeks coming back from your trip at home, or you can test out getting a test, say, if you flew to Orlando, trying to get one in Florida 1 to 3 days before you come back, mm-hmm. and then on the fourth day of quarantine when you're here. The one thing I'm hearing from people, though, is testing's not as widely available in other places. Like, okay. you have to have a doctor's note or symptoms, yeah. Or they're just booked, or you have to be a resident. And that's, they've said, well, what do I do then? And that's, the answer is just tough luck on planning. Like, they're not giving you an exemption because you're a New Yorker and you've got certain mandates to meet.
Brennan, don't you have to get the results back, too? I mean, as we talked about with the Breezy, like, it took her, what, a week and 2 days to get her results back?
Yeah, so let's say you happen to find, I'll use Florida again as an example. You're going down there to see, I don't know, a brother or sister-in-law for Christmas. And you're like, okay, I'm staying through the 30th. I happen to schedule a test on the 29th before I got back. It's a rapid one. And I've got that test and I'm good. And then I come back to New York, you know, wait 3 to 4 days. And on that fourth day, I go get tested at MCC. You've gotten the second test, but you may have to still wait, you know, almost the full 2 weeks before it comes back, if that's the caseload. And it's, I mean, rapid testing, the demand is sky high at this point.
I did see this is some good news. Adam Bellow, the Monroe County executive, tweeted out yesterday that free rapid COVID testing is coming to the city of Rochester. I know there's been Gates, Irondequoit, or else there was a couple other sites popping up. But to the city, that is going to be a thing here coming soon.
Good.
Yes, and coming up momentarily at 10 o'clock, we're going to be hearing from city officials briefing about that. And so that will be starting at different locations this weekend. And then there's going to be a different spot like on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday where we'll rotate it out. But you can check all the times and locations for that. There'll be a big demand there for the city. I mean, all of it, you know, par Charlotte is in the orange zone at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't expanded. They're going to take walk-ups if they have enough, but they are saying pre-register if you can.
Absolutely. Brennan, looking at the Monroe County numbers again that were released yesterday, again setting records and for the first time into the 600s for one day.
Yeah, this is – it was jarring. I mean, this update comes out, you know, around 4 o'clock each day, and we get the alerts on our phone. I looked, and I was like, man, so 625 new cases. Again, you mentioned the first time that we've seen that period this year. Hospitalizations are going up. We heard from hospital officials yesterday, too, who said they're dealing with double the number of COVID patients now than what they had back in May.
At the peak.
So that's, and they say it. Dr. Mendoza said his quote was, it's apples to oranges comparing the different waves, because we know a heck of a lot more about the virus and how to treat it and to trace right now compared to the spring. But on the other hand, it is still concerning when you're looking at just the load and the strain it's going to put on different hospitals. And they're working on spreading people out, getting enough space and finding support, and it's just kind of managing that. But again, 625 new cases on the Wednesday that came in after Thanksgiving. We're still not even into the Thanksgiving time window of symptoms and testing. Yeah.
Right.
Let's talk about our schools. Some of the Orange Zone students head back to class today. So it's been exactly a week since the, you know, Orange Zone shutdown cleaning period process, what have you.
Yeah, so we had East Irondequoit that started earlier in the week. And then today we've got kids in Brighton and Greece. There were certain schools there that were in the Orange Zone. And again, their mandate was they had to close, clean, get people tested to get them back on campus. And again, I know we're, you know, day to day when we hear from Governor Cuomo in the state, we're kind of adjusting the rules, giving the situation. So they're having to test 20% of the students and staff throughout the month. Before it was 100% that they were having to do. So it was everyone. So it's kind of balancing the need for how many tests we have versus how safe schools are. We are getting reports of teachers and students here and there testing. I mean, I look at the breakdown of the age group with the numbers that come out from the county every day, and it's it's everyone. Yeah. I mean, from, you know, 2 to 10 years old to people in their 20s and 30s to people in their 70s and 80s. It's affecting everyone at this point.
Brennan, there is a story up at WHEC.com on your guys' website, and I don't even know if I want to bring it up because every time we talk about this, I get more angry and angry. And it is, I don't even know if we're wasting our breath even talking about it. But the question posed in the article, will Congress reach a stimulus deal before Christmas?
No.
Boy, that's a great question. And
I know the answer.
Yeah, no. Probably not.
Well, so we talked about yesterday, Monroe County had its worst day with new numbers of more than 600. So yesterday was the deadliest day yet for COVID here in the U.S. And that's just kind of in the backdrop of what's happening when you've got the dire situation for so many Americans. So yesterday, more than 2,700 people died from COVID-related causes. And now we've got this push as it spreads and with more lockdowns and shutdowns looming of like, hey, let's get something done. But there is just, it's on different ends. So there are two plans on the table. The compromise bill by both members of both parties, there's a smaller one that the Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, is confident that the president will sign. Now, we still don't have a word on if either one's going to come up for a vote, but it's a difference in money. And I think I've seen everywhere from $900 billion to $2 trillion. So we've got different ends of the spectrum.
A little bit of a gap between those two things. Of course, yeah. $2 trillion was how much the first one was.
Yeah, and that had set a record for a relief package of that size. And I just saw some numbers come in about it was like another 712 people filed for unemployment last week. And so that's new people filing first-time claims. And there are like 20 million getting benefits right now who had lost their jobs. So that's something when people look at the stock market, which is doing very well, very high. It's not the same as what's happening, you know, mom-and-pop shops, street levels, once you get to the real situation. And those are the people saying, hey, lawmakers, we've been screaming at you for months. Get something done. We need help. We need stimulus checks.
Do your freaking job.
Before winter break. Before you leave.
Be nice.
Yeah.
Like I made the point probably back, Labor Day? We talked about this before. Yeah. That was the first break they took before, you know, still getting nothing done. Like, imagine having a huge project at the place that you work at. Brennan, you're working on like a giant story, right? And being like, nah, vacation time. See ya. I'll just get to it later. Like, no! Do your damn job! Get us some relief! Good God. What do we have to do?
I think the thought was that maybe the pressure of being in an election season, that it would have gotten done because both sides could, you know, spend whatever.
Yeah, take credit for it.
This,
sure.
We
whatever.
Did that, yeah.
Get it done.
Okay. And it hasn't happened. But no. We'll keep watching.
Brennan, there's been some weird stuff going on. I do have a monolith update.
What kind of weird stuff?
I got an update for you with the monolith here in a second. But first,
geez.
I wanted to ask you about, there was a fireball reported over the Northeast yesterday. What? It's happening.
So, like fireball, like
no, not
whiskey?
No. Ball of flame.
So yesterday, think about where you were around noontime yesterday, a little after.
Okay.
Did you like see a flash in the sky? Did you feel or hear a boom?
Mm-mm.
A lot of people did. Like, it was all over Twitter. Mainly a lot of people I follow closer to Syracuse really noticed it. So everyone was trying to figure out what it was. And so NASA says a meteor crashed through the Earth's atmosphere going just 56,000 miles per hour over New York.
Great. Love it.
Now, it broke into pieces 22 miles above Rochester and Hughes, and that's what created the sonic boom that people heard. Now, it was the American Meteor Society experts say people saw it from New York to Pennsylvania to Washington.
Wow.
So this was quite the thing. Maybe it was the next monolith getting delivered wherever it was going to go. Maybe it's popping up outside the Carrier Dome in Syracuse. I don't know.
Maybe. It's possible. All right, monolith update. New mystery metal monolith appears on a California mountaintop. We have our next one. It's there.
Can you guys explain to me what monolith is?
Okay. Brennan, would you like to explain that to Breezy? I forgot. We didn't have time yesterday.
You're like, oh, we'll talk about it later. Like, okay.
The simplest way is like it's an obelisk, a statue just standing straight up and down. Like it looks like, is it like 10 feet tall maybe?
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah.
It's a big, shiny metal rectangle. Like, that's what it is.
Cool.
Apparently it's hollow. So here's the other update. I'm now obviously obsessed with this, so it's distracted me, which is nice. But apparently people saw people taking apart the one in the Utah desert and literally wheeling it away in a wheelbarrow. And someone overheard the people that were doing that say, "Leave no trace." So it's getting weirder.
What?
I saw it, it's become such a thing, Bree, that I think it was last night or the night before I saw a former NFL player tweet, "Hey, where's my monolith update? I can't go to sleep until I find it." Like, right. It was like we needed like a daily thing. God. And then it popped up in Eastern Europe earlier this year, and now Corey's mentioning the new one, and is it a copycat or is it the same thing?
Now, there's a lot of wild speculation. Is it just this is some artist doing it or like a group of artists that are doing it? I mean, is it aliens? Obviously, is the thing people are saying. Is it some kind of branding thing for something? I think no matter what it is, unless it's aliens, really, when we find out what it is, it's going to be disappointing because it's so hyped up now. Like, that's it. That's the thing that's happening. That's why those are there. Oh, now. Okay. That's your monolith update for the day, Bree.
We'll have to see if like some company comes out of the woodworks and releases some new product. You remember when IHOP went through that? We're changing to the House of Burgers, it was only temporary after like all this build up. So maybe this is, I don't know. We've joked that it's some PlayStation or Xbox, but what if it's some random company that's like, here's our product for 2021.
That's
PR. Camping out and hiking all over the U.S. to get it.
Pretty amazing, truly.
Out of all the strange things this year, this is right up there near the top.
Yeah. It's pretty on brand for 2020. Brendan, before we let you go, we do need to bring up today's Savage or Sensible because typically you and I see pretty eye to eye on things. I feel like we're simpatico for the most part. So curious where you stand on today's Savage or Sensible, which, by the way, I do need to point out the result of this. I'm refusing to concede. There was massive voter fraud.
No.
Yep, absolutely. Breezy.
So what? I voted three times.
Breezy admitted. Nope. Now even more. She admitted to voting twice before. Now that's the third one. You heard it here first. Breaking news. Savage or Sensible, bringing week old leftovers to work so your significant other doesn't throw them out on you. Brendan,
disgusting.
Where do you stand?
So the reason so your significant other at home doesn't toss them?
My wife would 100% would have tossed the leftovers after a week. Which she, by the way, was not eating. It was just me. But she would 100% would have tossed them. So I had a Mission Impossible mission this morning. I snuck them out, and they are now safely here at the office refrigerator.
Okay, so
disgusting.
I don't want to hedge, but it's sensible for your reason.
Yeah, okay.
For why you want to do it.
Well, that sounds good. Right, well, we can stop there. We can just stop there.
No,
that's great.
Brennan, continue.
I heard sensible. That's really all I
needed to hear. But if I was voting.
Yeah.
You know, this is what you say publicly, and then you vote another way. I would vote that it's savage, especially on your body. You don't need, like, gold turkey or whatever it is.
Listen.
I knew it. I literally said, Brennan's normally on your side for a lot of things, but I don't think he's going to be on your side for this. And that, my friend, is why we are in sync.
Listen,
we are one, Brennan.
Sure. There's a lot of listeners saying that's disgusting and you're going to die. And how could you do that? You're going to get food poisoning, yada, yada, yada.
True.
I've never gotten food poisoning from leftovers. All right. I understand there's rules from the FDA and health departments that you're only supposed to eat it for X amount of time. But, Brennan, my point is this. Know your body, first off. You know what you can handle. You know what you can't handle. And secondly, we have eyes, we have noses, and we have taste buds. I'm pretty sure I can tell if something is bad. I don't need some government agency coming in and telling me, this time is when you can't eat anymore. Like, all right, you don't control what I eat. I'm going to do me. Thank you very much.
I'm just going to apologize on behalf of all of your coworkers who may open up like, week-old gravy-covered stuff.
I forgot the gravy. That's the worst part of this, Brennan. I'm just heartbroken.
Literally disgusting.
Heartbroken.
Yeah. And it also, it takes some spine to bring up your taste buds when Breezy doesn't have any right now.
Yeah.
I know.
Savage or sensible.
It's a no for me, dog.
All right, Brennan. You're off tomorrow, right?
I am. I've really got training with this babe.
Come on,
explain something
to me.
Hold on, hang on, Breeze. Explain something to me, Brendan. You were on Black Friday. You were you not?
Yes, so, I worked the holiday, and I was on Black Friday.
Hang on, Breeze. A little conspiracy theory here I'm for mine, because I haven't had enough already. So what you're telling me, Brennan, is the one Friday where we weren't working was the one Friday you were working.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Very.
You know what? I got to go. I got the station manager waving me over. Listen.
Wow,
Christmas
this is awkward.
Day, Christmas is a Friday this year, too. And yes. I believe I'm on the schedule then, too.
Okay. So. We'll be off, so.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you on Monday, Brennan. You have a good weekend, man.
See you. Bye.
Later.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.